Hi, this is Katie, and this is our Money Matrix Club meeting for December. It's our first call for December of the two calls we'll be doing, and these are the transformation calls. Soon I'll have this all down pat for this new club. We haven't even got a totally well, we got a name for the moment, but I may change it. So anyway, here we go. What I had talked about in my email had been a poem which I thought was rather apt for this time of the year and for clearing. And so I just wanted to read that. And then I see Trina's here, so hello. And I'm going to read this poem and then just talk a little bit about some of the things that came up for me with that. And the issue being what we want to clear off from the old year, and so that we can really start anew in the new year with the things that we really want. So I'll be putting this on lecture mode for a moment while I read, and then we'll get people saying what they would like to clear. So here we go. With Lord Alfred Tennyson's Ring Out the Wild Bells. And just a moment, I'll take a little sip of water. Ring out, wild bells, to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light, the year is dying in the night. Ring out, wild bells, and let him die. Ring out the old, ring in the new, ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind for those that here we see no more. Ring out the feud of rich and poor. Ring in the redress of all mankind. Ring out a slowly dying cause and ancient forms of party strife. Ring in the nobler modes of life with sweeter manners, purer laws. Ring out the want, the care, the sin, the faithless coldness of the times. Ring out my mournful rhymes, but ring the fuller minstrel in. Ring out false pride in place, in peace and blood, the civic stander and spite. Ring in the love of truth and right. Ring in the common love of good. Ring out old shapes of foul disease. Ring out the narrowing lust of gold. Ring out the thousand words of wars of old. Ring in the thousand years of peace. Ring in the valiant man and free, the larger heart, the kindlier hand. Ring out the darkness of the land. Ring in the Christ that is to be. So, letters were smaller than when I originally did it, which is counts for me having the problems with the reading. So it just seemed to me maybe we could look at what we want to ring out of this year. What are the things that sap us? What are the things that were false in our life that we don't need anymore? And what is true for us now? And what kind of things are no longer working for us and that we want to clear, and so that we can really move into our own in the new year. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to open it up a little bit to see how people respond to this and to the other issues that are coming up, because please feel free to bring up whatever's present for you. For me, why this partly resonated for me was because I'm doing a lot of clearing and clearing house, clearing of clutter, changing changing of my business so that it's getting more to where I want it to be and where I'm going up a level in terms of my contribution to the world. And so in order to do this, I have to let a lot of things go. And I'm doing it on the physical level around clutter and old projects and, you know, all the stuff one keeps, and also on the emotional and mental level. And so I was thinking, and I know a number of people have been moving house or moving out of places that they've been in for a while and letting go of all the things that are associated with that. So this is what kind of led me to think of this theme of letting go of the old. And also the fact is we're going to be heading into 2014 in not too long. And so looking at what worked for this year and what didn't work is a good way to go. So I'm sorry there's some laborers banging around on the house. I hope it, you can't hear it that much. Here we go. I'm going to take it off lecture mode and so that you guys can talk. So, anybody like to say anything?
Katie?
I might, yes?
It's Loretta.
Please. Oh, hi, Loretta.
Well, you were talking about moving, and I just have.
Yes.
And I had an interesting experience last night that yesterday that really helped me, and I'd like to just put it out there because I think I need more help with it. But I was doing a lot of things, but my office area was like all piled up with everything I had sewn into boxes and bags. And the struggle for me was I wanted to make it look good fast, so
yes.
that, you know, not that anybody's going to see it, but except Denise, but still, I wanted it to look right. And in order to do that, I would have had to do what I've always done, and that's just shove everything into drawers and under cloths or something like that. And I made a conscious decision to not do that because there's a lot of papers that I don't need. I mean, if I told you what they were, you'd laugh, but I don't want to make it. That's a funny time. But it's like I said to myself, I don't care how it looks. Now, I'm leaving town today, so I want to throw everything into a corner and put a cloth on it. But I'm not going to do anything in that office until I'm done getting rid of stuff. I mean, I'm going to put things where I want them, and I'm only going to save what I want. But it's really hard because it's that I'm torn between looking good and having it done the way I really want it done. And I realize I do that a lot. And in the many, many ways, it's like even if it's not actually done the way it would be more beneficial for me, I will make it look good. And I could go, you know, into all different levels of that. But with that particular experience, it was very freeing. But it's hard to stay with it because it's, you know, these papers don't mean anything. But for some reason, I've kept them for years. So, you know, there must be something holding me back. But the biggest thing is not, I don't want to look really messy for a long time, and I might be that way for a week or two or maybe a month, but it's going to be done the way it's going to need to be done. It should have been done a long time ago, maybe. So anyway, that was a very good learning and wonderful.
Well, thank you for sharing
awareness,
that.
Awareness of the other places where that happens, too, in my life. So I liked it.
And,
you know, what I liked about the poem was the ring out. You got to take action. You know, it's like a ritual action. Ring it out. Don't just let it go or move forward. You actually do something. So anyway, I like that poem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, well. And, I mean, some of it's Victorian in the sense of, you know, the language and all that, but I think it really captures something that we all need to do. And, of course, the use of he a lot. Anybody else like to say something about what they want to ring out and in ringing in the new? And it might be boundaries, too. It might be like, I'm not going to settle. I've been doing a lot of this. I'm not going to settle anymore for things I've settled for. You know, I need to there's certain things I need, and I'm not going to get it if I keep doing what I'm doing. So something like that might be an issue for you too.
Oh,
and you can also, people can just say what's up with them, like what's happened in the last little while, if there's been some wins or things that are really great that have happened. So,
okay, Katie,
there we go. Yes.
It's Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Time to say it. Hello to everybody, and I'll just do a quick one sentence of what's been going on for me, and that will illustrate what I need to get cleared and going on. My husband and I are in the process of selling our massage clinic, the space at least, and we put it on the market finally. This was a huge step, especially for him. And lo and behold, two weeks after we do that, a fellow comes by that we had been talking to earlier and made us kind of an offer on it, but he doesn't want to pay what we're asking, and he doesn't want to go through all the realtor fees. He feels that's a waste, and it's not exactly what he wants, but he's kind of doing us a favor and all that stuff. So that brought up a lot for me, especially on boundaries, as you say. Will we panic and settle for this and sort of be sneaky, or do we stay in our truth and say, no, maybe this isn't the right match for us, and we will wait until, you know, maybe it's 6 months down the road or whatever. We need to trust that, you know, the right thing will come along. The second thing that helped me do some clearing is my mom died on last Wednesday, actually a week today, and I was with her during the process, and that was a huge event and learning, and so that's bringing up a lot of stuff about clearing, because I need to go through all papers and try and find her original will, just bringing up a lot of clearing things. She was 91, she had dementia, she was getting quite ill with it, and so a blessing really that it happened, but it's still your mom, and it's still physical, and it still hurts, so am going through a bit of that. But I think the clinic is causing me more stress than mom did, so that puts it into perspective, I guess. So I'm wanting to bring up to the surface and release doubt and worry and fears and this feeling of stuckness. Don't know how else to describe that, but it's big. And then there's boundaries, and what do we really want, and are we worth, you know, waiting for what is real? Do we need to settle for second best, kind of? So I have it's good to be Queen Coaster sitting in front of me, and I keep ruminating on that. That's for me. And thank you all for sharing and listening.
Thank you. As my son says, you only have one mom.
Yeah.
Or one father, and when they go, it's a huge change, and even if it's time, relatively speaking, and it's, you know, and they've been in a state which hasn't been easy, it's always hard, and there's always lots of stuff to process, and, you know, just all our love in you know, the grief, and in whatever way it manifests, because it, you know, it does manifest very. You've probably done a lot of pre-grief. I can't remember the technical grieving before it happens and processing, just because it's not sudden, but there's still those other layers.
Kind of felt a little bit easier that way, because it's not an unexpected happening, but.
Yeah.
You're right. It comes in waves. You're doing fine. Yeah. You're at peace with it, and then all of a sudden something triggers you, and it bubbles up. So, I'm really trying to allow it to do that and just clear as it comes up. So,
thank
you for bringing EFT back to me.
And good for you for letting it just, as much as you can, just being able to give yourself the space and time to, you know, to grieve in whatever way it comes. And as you say, you go along really good, and then then it bubbles up, and it's you're crying or whatever, you're angry or whatever, you know, all the different emotions you go through with grief. So yeah, so all are in love with that, and we will do some clearing around the. I think there's a number of issues, and we'll do a number of clearings around them, but it's just good to have it all on the floor right now. Anybody else like to say hello?
Katie, Denise here.
Yes. Oh, good, Denise, hi.
Yeah, hi. So I, too, am letting go of stuff and clutter and welcoming new people to our orchard. And one of the things that happened yesterday is, you know, we're getting to know each other, and they're just absolutely delightful people. And one of the fellows asked me, as you know, I'm going to be entering into the Phoenix Project, which is a grief recovery program. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, what are you grieving? And, you know, I found that it was really hard for me to explain. But it's really about letting go of limiting beliefs and stories I tell myself, and about my past, about, you know, the things I've done or could have done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's letting go of those limiting beliefs and stories that I tell myself about what could have been.
Yeah, yeah. And so you can, yeah, letting go of what could have been to be able to welcome the beautiful life that's there for you. And there's no way to do that unless you actually acknowledge all those stories and, you know, grieve them. Yeah. And, and any letting go of clutter and of things that we've, just like when we're moving or something, we have to let go of things. You go through things and you relive stuff. You see old letters, you see this and that, and then the grief comes up again. And so it's actually a great way to remind you what's still there, and then to really, with the different methods, to let it go. Because, it just brought me up. I remember I was quite melancholy the other day. I'd done a whole load of clearing, come across a whole load of different letters and different times of my life, and just, oh, my gosh, I hadn't thought of that for a long time, but that is something that, yeah, I still have some grief about. So good for you, Denise, and you and Loretta, you're doing so much clearing right now, but you have just this most, well, and I think this is with a lot of people on the call, a delightful life to coming as you clear that out. So thank you for sharing. Anything else, Denise? Or
nope, that's
no?
It.
Okay. And I'm going to call Trina. Would you like to say anything?
Well, sure. I haven't actually done anything for the last week. I've sort of been vegetating, but I was sitting here thinking, listening to you folks, and the whole notion of I was realizing that I pretty much live my life, I think maybe we all do, on the theory that, you know, the present and the future are built on the past, and you know, the past is supposed to be the foundation. So if you kick all those pieces of foundation urbanite out, your present might come crashing down or something. You know, it's like when you're remodeling a house, you go, well, can I take this post out? And you go, yes, no. But with the past, it's kind of like, I haven't really applied that, to the past, like whether or not I can really, if I'm making myself clear, that whether the past will, the future will, or the present will continue to exist if the past that was built on goes away. I mean, it's not very logical, but it's kind of how we tend to think, right?
Okay. And, I mean, that's an interesting thing you're saying, Trina. May I just say something and see if it connects for you?
Sure.
I know I'm afraid, like, there's certain things which I come across that I need to clear, but it's kind of like a memory of the past. And it may not even be a particularly good memory that's associated with an object, but somehow it's like, oh, my God, can I let this go? You know, this is part of me. And will I forget it? Is it bad to forget or to just let that memory really recede? And but actually, you're saying the present will come crashing down. Is it somehow that, or the future, is it somehow that if you release it, you won't have anything there?
I'm not sure what it is. I'm just thinking, like, I have this huge pile of stuff in the yard that I've moved twice
uh-huh.
now, and I can't go out. I just cannot make myself go out, and that's why I'm doing nothing, is because what I have to do is go out there and go through it and get it out of the rain. And
okay.
I've been dragging it around, but I can't look at it, you know. It's like, but I can't let it go. I can't just, it's valuable stuff. I can't take it to the dump. And it's kind of like, well, but all those sweaters.
Are these objects?
I'm going to make felt out of them. It's all the projects that I intended to, a lot of it is projects that I intended to do or projects that I started and didn't finish. And just throwing them away, sort of is, even though I'm not interested in them anymore, throwing them away would be some sort of retroactive failure.
Okay, interesting. And actually, Denise, you had a lot of experience of moving through and letting go of stuff, or, you know, that were projects?
Yes.
So maybe you might say, tell Trina a little your experience, and then we'll clear the stuff.
We're moving. We moved to a house that's half the size, and I thought, you know, I realize, you know, here's the thing, I'm 55 years old, and I've done many things in my life, and I have all these interests and hobbies and projects, and I realize, you know, I'm kind of seeing my gravestone. Now, and it's in view, you know, and I'm realizing, what do I want to put the rest of my life's energy into? Do I want to, you know, I had a kiln and a bunch of unfinished pottery. I had my pilot's license, and I had a bunch of art supplies, and I had project after project after project. And I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to pick a few places for my creative energy to go going forward. But I sold the kiln and I sold the pottery wheel, and I let go of the pottery that was undone or sent it off to be fired so it would be, you know, at least finish those particular pieces. And I sold all my pilot stuff, and because I realized, you know, I'm not going to put I asked myself, am I going to do that? Am I really going to spend my time sitting in front of a pottery wheel or flying an airplane when I don't really have the resources to fly the airplane, and it's not something I enjoy? I just picked the things I did enjoy the most and decided to put my creative energies there, and I let go of all those unfinished projects. And the best thing for me was it released a lot of energy, you know, because I was walking by that kiln every single day saying, I haven't fired that kiln in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just, and there were dozens of projects like that because, you know, as creative people, we often find lots of different outlets, I suppose, for our energies. But for me, I felt like I needed to focus my energies and let go of the things I knew I wasn't going to finish. So I could move forward.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. And it is true. I mean, I think every time we move, we go past something that makes us feel guilty because we didn't finish it. That actually is an energy leak. And so, this is a really hard thing, and this is something I'm working on right now. Is anything that has a negative charge when we look at it, we really need to get rid of. Or get rid of the negative charge. Maybe if you get rid of the negative charge, you won't need. You might still want to keep it. I don't know. But, yeah, so let's start with the physical objects, okay? And then we'll move to some of the other stuff that was brought up. And lots of things here. And we may even continue this for the next clearing that we're doing, the next week when we do this. And even people can use the Get It Done Day for working on the clearing clutter things, if that's something that you want to do. It sounds like a few of you still have some clutter to clear. So here we go. Even though I'm afraid to let go of these old things that have old memories or are old projects that I maybe should have done, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid to let go of the old in my life to give way to the new, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid to give up the old in order to make way for the new, I deeply love and accept myself. I keep thinking I should do it still. I still think that maybe I should do it still. I should do it still. I should do it still. I should do these projects that I started and never finished. I should do it. I should do it. I keep sitting on myself about that. Every time I see it, every time I go past it, every time I try to ignore it, it's still there in my unconscious and conscious sometimes. It's still there, it's still there, it's still there. All that guilt, like, why didn't I do it? Why didn't I do it? Why didn't I continue it? Why did I not do what I thought I was going to do? Okay, give myself a break. Give myself a break. There's so much to do in this life, and I actually was experimenting, and I was seeing what really stuck. And the thing is, I have lots of interests, and some things stuck and some things didn't. But all those interests could have taken me 10 lives, 20 lives, 30 lives, or whatever. And the problem is that that just thinking about things I should have done is taking away my energy now to do what I really want to do now in this new period of my life. This new period of my life is coming, and there's so much promise. If I could just let go of the old, say, thank you. Thank you, old project. Thank you, old object. Thank you, old letter. You have served your function. I did something. I learned something through this experience. And even though it may not have been the best thing to learn, or at least it seemed negative, or there's things that I feel that don't feel so good, it's good that I went through it, because that's the only way I learn. I'm learning from all the things that were mistakes. I'm learning from the mistakes, and that's the only way you learn. And so why am I demanding that I would be perfect and have made the perfect choices based on no experimentation? I'm a creative person, and there's infinite creativity in me, and if I let go, I will have more. In fact, having more is not the problem. Having more is not the problem. It's more welcoming opportunities and being able to say no to the ones that don't really feed me totally. It's saying no to the things that aren't quite right, and really knowing more and more and more and more and more and more and more what is right for me. And the only way I can do it is by saying no to the old. No, no, no to the old. No, no, no to the old. Only lets the new in. If I don't say no, if I don't let go, then I don't have a new. I don't have a real present. My present is just dominated by old cobwebs of the past. Old cobwebs of the past. I'm becoming antiquated, but not in the greatest way. Old energy. Why don't I just let the energy flow? Let the energy flow. Let the energy flow. What if I could just let all this energy flow and let those things go out and let them find a home and just little by little, even if it doesn't look like to anybody else that I'm making progress, even if I'm ashamed to show all the mess that I have, I'm going to stop ignoring it. I'm going to stop shoving it under a rug. I'm going to stop shoving it under a cover. I'm going to uncover what's in this clutter and mess and just keep the very, very best. Just really discern what will be there for me in this new life I'm living, in this new stage I'm going to. And it's okay to let go. It's okay to let go because I want new energy. I want new energy. I'm tired of the old. I'm tired of the old. The old has served its purpose. The old has served its purpose. Okie dokie. So, any response around that? Before I go into another angle. And,
I'll just say that what struck me was the antiquated. Antiquated, not in a good way, I guess. And I don't know why. I can't think because last night I had a dream about an antiquated tricycle. It was antique, but it was not really. It was rusted.
Right. Oh, how interesting. And I had a problem with that word. I wasn't even sure if I could say it right. I guess it was supposed to come out. Antiquated, yeah. All that antiquated stuff. And, yeah, so I'm just, thank you, Denise. Anybody else want to say something? And then I think I might work on boundaries. Yeah. Okay. Yes?
Oh, just a quick thing here about, I was thinking that, you know, a lot of this stuff is evidence that I can do everything and that I'm a well-rounded Renaissance woman and there's some sort of thread through my life. It's like I've got to prove I can do this and prove I can do that. And the fact that I turned out halfway through the project, I wasn't all that interested in doing it. Didn't erase the fact that I should have done it. And anyway, that was just a passing thought.
That's a good insight. And you know what? I think some clutter some things that are no longer things that we need will keep. I mean, I notice this with books. I have a lot of books. And there's certain books that I'm thinking, oh, if I throw all these, or, you know, I usually give away my books. If I give away this book, then people will think I never read about this, and they'll just see these other books, which, you know, I want right now, but I don't know if I want to be just narrowly defined. So it's kind of interesting, because you hear it's like our identity are in our objects and, you know, other people seeing them or even us seeing it ourselves. So, like it's evidence, you know, that we're worthwhile. And, yeah, so let's just clear that little bit first, okay? So even though I feel like if I throw out this stuff, I'm throwing out evidence of what I'm capable of, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like if I throw out some of this stuff, it throws out evidence of what I'm capable of, I deeply love and accept myself. Even if I feel like I don't want to throw this stuff out because it's evidence to show what I'm capable of, I deeply love and accept myself. And I'm just going to, because there's a bit of interference, I'm just going to put it on lecture mode for a moment here. Yes, so here we go. Can't throw this out. My worth is in my objects. My worth is in my objects, in the things that I keep. In the things that I keep, I'm proving that I am worth something. And what if I threw them all out? Would I be worth anything? Could people see who I was? Am I supposed to keep this just so I can show people what I'm capable of, even if it's unfinished? Even if it's unfinished. What if I just finish with all this stuff? What if I finish with all this stuff by just saying, no longer interested, I'm finishing, this is it, no longer interested in this, no longer interested in this, I've learned. And I don't need any proof to show that I'm a worthwhile person. And what if the stuff that I used to show I was worthwhile, the books, the objects. What if I can let that go? I'm not identified with that identity anymore of being able to do everything, of being able to do all that. I don't even have to prove myself. I don't even have to prove that I'm capable of anything right now. I could just not do anything for the rest of my life and I would have done more than enough in this world. I can do absolutely nothing for the rest of my life, and I've already proved myself. I've proved myself too many bloody times, and I don't want to prove myself anymore. I don't have to prove myself. I really don't. There's nothing to prove. We're born, we live, and we die. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. We're born, we live, we die, and what we choose is how we live. And we can't get the past back. The past won't come back, and it 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 won't come back, and what we dreamed in the past will not come back, will not come back. It's time for new dreams. New dreams. New dreams. What new dreams can we have? Do we want that old antiquated tricycle that we once wanted? Or do we want something new? New dreams, beautiful new dreams, beautiful new dreams, beautiful new dreams. Isn't it nice to throw away an old dream? Like getting rid of an old book that's musty and dusty and just not saying anything to us anymore? And bringing in the new dreams that can be just so much greater than what we ever thought of before. What if the new dream could be so much greater than whatever we thought before? What if the new person that doesn't want to prove anything and just lives is going to be so much greater than what we ever were before? What if we, as we are in our elder years, are so much more that all the experience and wisdom that's in us is there. It's there without proving anything. Okie dokie. That kind of brought a little heaviness to me, actually. We'll maybe clear that in the next time. So just want to get a little bit of feedback and anything, if it sparked anything with people.
Katie?
Yes?
It's Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
What I was very aware of as you were doing the clearing was not things but people.
Hmm.
And I just, you know, I realize so many of the things I have because they are associated with people. And to be honest, some people that I would not even know how to contact today because
right.
We've lost contact over the years, you
yeah.
know. And that's really the more difficult thing for me. Somehow, how do I let go of people that were so important to me at one point? I'm not sure what I'm saying. I just know that
yeah.
it has to do with people for me right now as I was listening. Not the things. It's like
yeah.
And I guess the truth is, I mean, at my age, I'm moving into, you know, the end time. It could be 20, 40 years from now, but it's still the end time. But it's the memories of the people. And I'm feeling a real sadness in me right now.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why either.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, the people who meant so much to us at other times, even though they're not in our life right now. Okay, anybody else want to share something?
I have something on that, Katie. It's Shelley.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hi, Shelley.
I've always had a nickname for myself and my husband. We're keepers of the old.
That's so appropriate for
isn't
now.
It? And it just came to me that, oh, my goodness sakes, we've been blessed with inheriting all of Kip's family and actually a few pieces from my family. But our furniture, I don't think we've bought more than two or three things in our home because we've been given couches and chairs and buffets and tables and lots of stuff, you know. And I've toiled with this over the years. Sometimes it's depending on how I look at it. It's a blessing and wonderful, and I have the best energy around these pieces because of the history of them and who owned them, and its relatives, and it's all antiques. Our home is filled with antiques. So the antiquity thing came up big for me as well with this, and not... I don't feel the need to let go of any of it at this point, but I, again, are in my elder years, and I'm thinking, boy, my kids haven't displayed any interest in any of this stuff yet, hoping they do, because it would be nice to pass and keep some pieces through the family. But just in terms of keeper of the old, it's... The word old to me is more blessing antique, not old energy, because I've worked with that energy a little bit and able to let go of the old dustiness of it and keeping the raw, beautiful piece of furniture that was built and owned by. Mm. So that was a nice move through, and I hadn't realized I'd even done that until you were talking and Denise was sharing what you were saying. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And but I also came up with, my daughter is married now and still kind of living at the house. They're finding careers and what have you, and just can't afford to be on in their own space yet. But, oh my, I long for my empty nester years. I'm realizing where she's decluttering, and I look in the declutter pile and, wait a minute, that's mine. You can't declutter that. And do I need it? And I really get a sense that I don't own my own space yet, because she's quite the little organizer, and I love her for that, but so am I. So we come to heads on things like that. So I need her to free her wings, and away she goes, and then that will be one of my clearings, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that popped up and didn't realize I was going through that. So
beautiful. Thank you. So anybody else, or we'll go into the okay. And I'm going to do something, actually, which is going to be going back to something which Shelley said about whether, you know, like the property and the worth something, because I noticed we haven't done that. And like whether you should hold out for what you believe your value is, okay, or the things that you are selling. And this could as equally well be somebody, you know, holding out for, you know, better clients or more, you know, higher prices or whatever, if your present prices don't reflect where you're at. So I thought I'd just get to that one, okay? So here we go. Even though I'm afraid of letting go, and here I will go back into the lecture mode. Let me see. Okay, even though I'm afraid that I have to just take the first thing that comes up, the first offer, or the purse, or whatever offer for what I have, and that maybe nothing more will come, and I should have taken it in the first place. I deeply love and accept myself. I'm so afraid to establish my value and the value of the things I've worked on. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I'm really afraid to hold out for my value and the value of the things that I've worked on and created, spaces that I'm going to sell. I deeply love and accept myself. We're going to undersell the stuff that we put so much love and care on. Are we just going to undervalue it, just get rid of it because we're scared, Are we just going to let that happen? Are we just going to let that happen because some fella comes along and says he doesn't really like this space that much, but he'll take it, he'll do a favor. Geez, he can just go F off. He can just F off. That's not the kind of person I want using this space. We created it. We created it with love. It's a gorgeous space. We want to find the place, the people who are going to treat this space with love, and value it, and value us, and value the time that we put into it, and value it, and take it, and make it something else, and let it live its next life, its next stage of life. But space has a desire too. Space has a desire too. We can't just abandon it to this guy who doesn't respect it. A place has its rights too. A place has its rights too. A place has its rights too. A place has a right to be treated well energetically. We want some people who are going to come in and love this area, this place as we've loved it, love it in that same way or even more. We want it to be all that we've created here to be continued, to be continued, to be continued, but by others with their energy and their love, making it their own and yet respecting this place, respecting this place, respecting this place, respecting this place, respecting us and what we've put into it. No, I'm not going to sell it for nothing. I'm not going to sell it to a person who doesn't respect and love it. No, 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 no. And I'm not going to sell myself cheap. And I'm not going to sell my husband cheap. I'm not going to sell all that we've put into it cheap. We don't have to do that. We can wait. 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 We can let it just happen. We can let it happen so that it happens perfectly. We can let it happen so it happens perfectly. We can wait until it happens perfectly. Letting go of doubt, letting go of doubt, letting go of doubt, letting go of doubt, holding on to fear. Holding on to fear, do I want to hold on to fear? No, I want to let go of fear, I want to let go of fear, I want to let go of fear. And in fear, in letting go of fear, move into faith, move into hope, move into faith and hope. And knowing that things will work out, maybe not in the way that I think it will, in fact, in a way that I can't even think. So we need to just move forward in faith and hope, because that's the way I want to move forward in my life, not in despair, not in thinking I can't get any better, not in thinking I can't get any better, but patiently waiting in faith and hope, waiting for the better to come. What can get better than this? How can it get even better than this? How can it get even better than this? not how can it get even worse than this. That's not the right question. That's not the right question. How can it get any better than this? And it can get a lot better. 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 Okay.
Whoa.
So I'm going to just take it off. We'll have a few last-minute comments or so, and then we'll do the healing code on whatever's come up, and you can put in into that whatever. I'll include some of the things, but you can put into that whatever you want, so to clear some of the other things that may have come up for you. So just before we do the healing code, and because that puts us all in a very relaxed state and pretty nonverbal, anything else that people would like to say?
Thank you.
Yes.
That was powerful. Thank you.
It was? Oh, good. It just pours out. Yeah. Anything else from anybody else? Or we'll do the healing codes. And, okay. So I don't hear anybody else, so I'm going to do the healing codes. And you still got a moment if you've got something. Okay. I'm going to go to the healing codes, and we'll put it on lecture mode. Okay. So I pray requests that all known, unknown, and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to holding on to the old clutter, holding on to the old memories, to the people who are associated with the objects, thinking that the objects are the people. All those things be found opened and healed, filling me with the love and light of the divine. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And I think the truth statement can just be, I'm letting go of the old. And this is to let in a bright future. This is what's coming to me. So if you want to say something else to yourself, you're more than welcome. But if not, it's just I'm letting go of the old to let in a bright future. And it could be a bright future and present and future. So here we go. We're focusing the energy in between the eyebrows. Going to be such a relief letting go of all this stuff. Such a relief. Letting go of the old to welcome my bright future and to welcome the present, to be in the present. And then going down to the throat area, and then to the side of the jaws. Letting go of the past to welcome a bright present and future. Welcoming the gifts of the present. The gifts of the present. Gifts of being present in the present. the gifts of letting go of the old to make way for the new. Ring in the new. Ring out the old. Then in between the eyebrows, ring, ring, ring in the new. Ring those bells for my new life. Ring those bells. Down to the throat. I'm giving myself the present of the presence. The presence of the present. Side of the jaw. Whatever needs to be in my heart stays in my heart. Whatever people, objects, whatever the past that serves me will stay in my heart. And that's the only place it needs to be. And all the rest is discretionary, a choice. But what stays in my heart is what is important. Side of the temples. I'm letting go of the old to let in the new. I'm letting go of the old to let in the new. I'm letting go of the old to let in the glorious new. And how am I ever able, going to be able to let in the glory of the new if I don't let go of the old? Making space, making space, making space, making space, making space. And then putting your hands on top of your head. And then when you're ready, you can just let it go to the side. Rest your eye, open your eyes, and rest it on something beautiful in your present environment. And I'm going to just get this off mute, and we'll just, any last comments, or we'll say goodbye. Anybody have anything to say before we say goodbye? Okay. So,
Katie?
Yes?
It's Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
I just needed you to know that as you were doing the clearing, and right before, too, we've had a beautiful, beautiful sunrise on Portrait. And from our new space, we can see it rise in the morning. And it's kind of the, you know, letting go and letting the new sun rise. So it was very beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that.
Healing codes with the sun rising.
That's
thank
amazing. that's a very special time to do it. Wonderful. Thank you. Anything else from anybody else?
No, sun is rising here, too. Isn't that funny?
Good. And the sun's already here today. We're lucky. No sun, because it's past sunrise, but it's definitely a sunny, warm day. And, well, thank you all for coming on the call and contributing all that you do. And wishing you for a great day, great week, and we'll be meeting again next week for our last call of December, as we're all going to have some vacation time, too. So just to say goodbye to you all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
everyone. Bye-bye.